Hi there, Zachary. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. And of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you might have, and then also to apply that reduced rate here, being that it is a fairly young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I am just living in the chaos. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and of course, the business is fairly new, and it's kind of strictly residential. Are you able to take any
Well, so the thing
commercial at all?
is I will do commercial pressure washing jobs, but
Okay.
we prefer to do residential for the roofing. Now,
Okay.
I'm going to list pressure washing as one of the services that we offer, but
Sure.
I really want you guys to focus on the roofing aspect of it because that's
Okay.
90% of what I do and where I make my money at.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, and I'm glad that you pointed that out because what we do is very targeted. We'll target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods, and of course, we'll focus on the roofing, focus on the residential clients, but of course for pressure washing, you can take commercial clients too. Now, Mary says you have a website as well, right?
Correct.
I'll have to remind her that it is her job to actually list that website so I don't have to get distracted or multitask looking for it. And you're familiar with the local pack, right? That map section that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah, I used your services in the past before.
Okay.
The company was Patriot Pressure Washing at the time, and
Oh.
we've been in business for about 12 years.
Right.
So we have rebranded, and I do very little pressure washing. The only reason that I keep it listed is because, we've been doing it for so long, and we do have
Yeah.
a lot of clientele who call us repeatedly. So,
Gotcha.
it does generate some income, but I make more money off of selling one roof than I do in pressure washing in
Yeah.
a month.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. Exactly.
that's my main focus.
Yeah, of course, of course. And then when you say you're rebranding, I mean, kind of focusing on roofing, what is the name of the business that you want to have promoted?
Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing is what it's called.
Gotcha. Okay. When we get your phone ringing, is this the number you want your customers to call? Is this going to be the business number?
The 843-492-1115.
Well, I'm seeing a number 843-286-8439.
That's my personal number that I'm calling you from, I'm sure.
That's a good number for us to reach you, but not the number that you want your customers to call.
Correct.
I wanted to be clear, the and, you said Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing, is the and A&D spelled out or the ampersand?
The
Symbol.
and sign.
The and sign. Okay, gotcha. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay. And then, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
7 days a week.
Okay. Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
24 hours a day, my friend.
Gotcha. Perfect. So of course you're going to get a detailed.
We do a lot of storm restoration stuff. So
Yeah,
a
I was
lot of
just going to
times it's
ask.
not a Monday through Friday thing. It's more of a when you need us, you call us kind of thing.
Right, exactly. And there's going to be a social media campaign as well. There's going to be Facebook ads. I know you've got already the Facebook page. This is going to be specific ads on Facebook. And then, of course, it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, everything necessary to get your business listed on that first page and get your phone ringing directly. Now, of course, the Facebook ads will cover your entire service area. And Mary was pretty specific, kind of Myrtle Beach, Wilmington, Charleston, Florence even. So
Yeah.
we'll be able to
Yeah,
target
I'm going to say
anywhere.
that, like, if you're looking at the map, it's kind of like a triangle. You know, right. We work from Wilmington down to Charleston, mm-hmm. and then out towards Florence and all of that area in between.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then the business is service-based, right? Meaning you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address, brick
Correct.
And mortar, showroom. Right? You know, Google fully expects it to be that way. I mean, when you're going out to perform that service, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront, kind of running the business out of the home, out of the truck, that type of thing. So you won't have any physical address listed for your business online. But, of course, Google does want to make sure that you are an active business in the local area. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those, of course, can be rented by someone outside of town. Where do you actually receive your mail?
It's 105 mm-hmm. Centennial Circle, Centennial. And that's Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29579.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then I don't have an email address for you in front of me. What's a good email for you?
PatriotPressure, mm-hmm. LLC, at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. All right, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, of course, it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. Our job, though, of course, is to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. I would be actually able to reduce the cost of the service down from what would normally have been $599 a month to exactly $299, kind of the rebranding of the business, making it officially, at least in our eyes, a younger company, so you would see that savings. Now, while it is kind of a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. It's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. It's really more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. It does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads are like 20, 22 cents per click. So with a $100 ad spend a month, you're looking at about 400 clicks from people in your area that might not be necessarily in that exact moment looking for your services, but when they see your ads on Facebook, they can find your website and then, of course, give you calls directly. So it's just another way for you to get more business. And, of course, you're not the only one doing the work, right? You've got a couple of guys or a crew helping you out.
Correct.
Of course. Perfect.
Yeah.
So this is really going to help you to get those calls coming directly to you. It is that flat rate, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, do you guys do like Snapchat ads or TikTok or Instagram, any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's something that we're looking into. It's not something that we currently offer. So our main focus is going to be Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, and, of course, the paid Facebook ads as well.
Perfect. Now, I know you're offering $100 for Facebook ads.
Right.
Is there any, like, add-on to that or, you know, anything that would benefit me to spend more money, I guess is the way to put it? Or would I do that on my own with Facebook?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, our job is to, I mean, we are Meta partners, so our job is to get you the the best bang for your buck, make sure that the ads that we're running are not just getting clicks, but that you're seeing phone calls and getting jobs from them. And that $100 ad spend, I mean, when Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, you are looking at about 400 clicks in a month. We do fully expect that to be enough, but we do track everything. And if you're getting a lot of business okay. from Facebook, and if it ends up like, we would reach out to you and say, hey, maybe for another $20 or $40 or something like that, you can, you know, get X amount more phone calls or something like that, give you more opportunities if that's something you would want. But of course, we would reach out to you first before making any changes. It is, like I said, meant to be that fixed rate, easy to budget for, and always exactly the same amount, the $299.
Okay.
So I was looking, and of course multitasking as best I could, looking for the website for Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing. Is there a new website? I see a lot of information for
Patriot
Pressure Washing.
Biz.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you have any other questions though?
Nope. I think I've, like I said, I've used your services in the past before.
Right.
At the beginning, they didn't really do much for me. But I guess as your company grew a little bit more, I did start to notice some things with it. The
mm-hmm.
only issue
sure.
that I was concerned with or that I had a problem with in the past was getting, fake calls, spam calls.
Right, yeah. So, Google makes changes to their map or PAC algorithm quite frequently, and, you know, back maybe when you were a client of ours, and I certainly know that it wasn't too long ago, a couple years ago, I mean, we were promoting like 70 different destinations and directories because that's what Google wanted at the time, but then Google was starting to find that a lot of those directories did generate almost nothing but spam calls, so it started going down, which is kind of almost counterintuitive. You might think that more content, the better, more different destinations and directories that like a website talk about your services, but that stopped being the case. I mean, like I said, Google makes changes to their algorithm all the time, but we're getting notifications from Google to take down certain directories that were generating nothing but spam. So we do focus on just what Google looks for, trusted destination citations and things like that are really meant to increase your online presence so that you get direct phone calls and not the spam calls. I did see it listed on the website though as an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yeah, you can put the LLC on there.
Okay. And then the phone number is the 843-492-1115 number. That's the one that you want promoted
Correct.
For the business. But the 8439 is a good number for us to reach you, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I don't have your last name on file. Not on this particular account.
M-I-C-H-A-L-E-K.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That is to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. But that's kind of where we do the deep dive. We go into more detail, verify information off of your website, information that I have here, ask you about, of course, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, customer satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll put all of that on there. But that's a follow-up call. You do not have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would have to do here, and that's because we're a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is the fixed flat rate. that we are, in fact, reducing the cost of the service and that the service itself, or the cost would never go up. Now, the voice verification, Zachary, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me a second then to get that set up. Okay. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing, LLC.
Gotcha. And the and between roofing and pressure is the ampersand, the symbol for the word and. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Zachary Mikulak, and the title is owner.
Okay. And then Zachary, as the owner of Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Zachary, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Zachary, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online, right down to the LLC, is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Zachary, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online, since customers never come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course, with that cost reduced. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date. Of course, that is the 5th of February, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Zachary, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign, the Facebook ads included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, Zach, that $2.99 is an exact amount. It'll never go up. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, as you know. That means, of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service as well, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent the charge to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Zachary, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Zachary, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
The Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's got my name. Well, it's got both on it.
Okay. And for you, is it first and last name? Is it Zach or Zachary on that card?
Zachary. Yep. Zachary Michalak, M-I-C-H-A-L-E-K.
And Mr. Michalak, Zachary, is Z-A-C-K-E-R-Y?
Yep.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Okay. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4741-6639-9861-2247.
The expiration month and year?
0326.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
558.
558. I have 558, 558 on the back of the card, and 03 of 2026 for the expiration date. Zachary, was the card itself 4741-6639-9861-2247?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 105 Centennial Circle, 29579?
Correct.
Okay. And then you'll receive in about a minute here a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. Do you already have that information? I'd be happy to give it to you now. And, of course, you'll get the email as well.
Let me see. I believe I already have it.
Okay. Still that same 877-635-6225. It's option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And, of course, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time. And you can always email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you will, of course, receive a new email with that information on there, as well as an additional email. As you know, that first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Looks like
okay, how's tomorrow at 12 o'clock?
Tomorrow at 12. Yeah, I was just going to ask you. There are spots available today, but I can definitely do tomorrow at 12. It'll be scheduled from 12 until 1. Takes about a half an hour in that one-hour window. Probably would get you pretty close to 12 or just a couple of minutes after. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll also be on that call just in the very beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I did want to put a little bit of extra security here on your account. Let me check to see if we did that the last time. So we did have your mother's maiden name on there as the security question. Did you want to keep that or put your first pet's name or the city you were born in?
My mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. Let me just pull that up. And that is M-O-L-I-N-A-R-I?
Correct.
Okay. And then, of course, if if you call in, we might ask you for that information. And of course, anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash, anyone moving forward calling you would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within a minute or so, just politely let them go. If they're asking you for more money, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is pretty clear, and for your protection, it just bills once a month for that exact amount. Now, our system has already sent a couple of emails. One is the welcome email with the contact information. In fact, I think they all have the contact information. The one that I wanted you to see, though, was the Local Splash initial invoice. You're probably familiar with this one. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that?
I can see that right now.
Okay. If you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side. You should be pretty familiar with that. I don't want to walk you through everything, but there is a line that goes across it, and you'll see the mobile number populating below that. Just below that are a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agreed to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, text messages through the computer. The other one, that I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Do click on that box. In the longer box below it with the arrow pointing towards it, Zachary, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears, so it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name as it appears there in that box below it, click the confirm signature box to the right. Of course, that does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, waived any setup fee. It also does allow us to do any NAPW audit. We know that there is some information out there branding as Patriot Pressure Washing. Some listings don't have the LLC, so we are going to make sure that we clean up any information that's already out there to rebrand the business and kind of relaunch it as Patriot Roofing and Pressure Washing LLC, with roofing, of course, being the main focus for you. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. That, of course, is taking you to the login page for your client dashboard. Just let me know when you see that next screen. So the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is up and running again and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do want to do the client interview first to create the new content for there to be something to track, but after we do that client interview, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. And that's okay, too. This does have a separate username. It's not the business number, which is good.
I'm at that page now.
Okay, gotcha. You don't have to go the next step. In fact, you'd probably get an error message because your tracking system is not yet reactivated. But once your tracking system is reactivated, you'll get your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Your username is the number that we're speaking on, the 843-286-8439. So the area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. But like I said, in a couple of days, you'll get that username along with your password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here. I'm just going to make a few notes here and send it off to our revisions team, and they'll get started on that even before we do your client interview tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
So at 11 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 12. I'm sending you also a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash, CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And in any correspondence to the support email, support@localsplash.com, I just wanted to remind you to please include your phone number or your username, since they're the same thing. That helps us to easily access the information and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that support email. We may give you photos, PHOTOS photos at Local Splash. You can always email the photos team directly as well. They might give you that email when they speak with you tomorrow. I hope that I'm actually available at noon tomorrow to speak with you, at least to say a quick hello. If not, our technician will give you a call directly. But real pleasure speaking with you. Happy to get you back on board with the rebranding of the business and focusing on residential roofing and maybe a little bit of commercial pressure washing and residential pressure washing as well.
Thank you.
Real pleasure, Zachary. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You take care, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, sir.